Welcome back to the program. Happy Tuesday. The newest member of the Calgary Flames is forward Josh Levo, who signed a one-year deal with the Flames on Saturday, and he joins us on the line on the big show this afternoon. Josh, appreciate you spending some time with us this afternoon. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me, and you know what? If you asked me 6-7 months ago, I would have had a different answer, but I feel great now. Obviously, with the COVID and everything, it gave me a little extra time to actually be ready. So I was fortunate in that sense. And you know what? I'm right around the corner. I'm ready to play and ready to get to Calgary and get comfortable there.
So are you referring specifically to the injury that happened in December as to why 6 or 7 months ago it wouldn't have been as good?
Exactly. Yeah, it was a very painful injury after surgery and everything. So, you know what, it's a long process, but the knee settled down, the strength's all there, the skating's back, and I'm just trying not to look back and moving forward.
Well, that's really good to hear, and I don't want to get too graphic, because when you read what happened, and it's a kneecap injury, the injury itself sounds like it's extremely painful, but the after effects and after surgery was a grind as well?
I would say after the surgery, feeling the screws in the knee was the most painful part. I was pretty bedridden for a couple weeks, couldn't really move. It's a long process with not too much fun treatment also with it. So I'm just happy I'm past that stage, and you know what, I'm feeling really good.
I bet. In terms of what you're able to do now, like, are you skating full on? Are the workouts pretty much back to 100%?
Yeah, I'm back. Obviously, Calgary didn't want to take a chance until they saw what was going on. So I actually flew in there, and when the free agency started, and saw their doctor, and you know what, he gave the go ahead, and then there was just another doctor telling me it's good. So for me, it's just another piece of security for me to feel good and ready to go.
Well, that's good to hear. And I would imagine, just in terms of, look, I mean, you don't want to go a year or more between games, which it would end up being for you. But at the very least, like, wear and tear and coming back from a serious injury, like, you know, the next time you're on the ice for a game, you'll be at 100%. That has to be a really nice feeling for you.
Yeah, definitely a really nice feeling. Obviously, the boys this year in the playoffs were motivating me, not motivating me, but I was motivating myself, trying to get back, hopefully maybe for a cup appearance or something. They fell one game short of who knows where they would have been. And you know what, I use that as more motivation to kind of get ready a lot quicker. And it didn't work out, but we still have a lot of time, and I would say I'm right around the corner from 100%.
That's good to hear. Josh Levo is with us. And tell me about watching the playoffs and not being able to be there. How much of a mental struggle was that for you this summer?
You know what? It was definitely tough, but after being out so long, knowing the situation, I kind of got over that. When the doctor said there's a possibility of maybe coming back around the finals, obviously got me a little excited. Didn't want to get too excited because I didn't know how the guys would turn out or anything. They did an amazing job, and you know what, I think that was exciting. And I also have a son who distracts me almost every day, so I just hang out with him and enjoy my time with him.
What are the challenges of going so long without actual game reps? Like, what will be the biggest challenge or hurdle for you once you're back on the ice and in a real NHL game?
Yeah, I think just the speed of the game, maybe the physicality. I mean, obviously I haven't been into too much. I haven't been in any contact practice, just skating with groups now. And obviously in the summer, there's not too much contact. So I think maybe just the physicality, but the skating's there. My strength's there, so I feel good. Might be just to get my swagger back a little bit, a little confidence. So hopefully get the first one out of the way, score a goal, and maybe we'll just keep rolling from there.
Well, it's been a few days now for you. Tell us about signing with the Flames and why Calgary was the place that you ended up choosing.
Yeah, so I know over the years, obviously when I was in Toronto, I never really got to play a lot. I trained with Monty and Gio. So me and Monty have always been on the phone, kind of shooting each other messages, seeing what's up. And I know Calgary has been interested in me since Toronto. So the deals never worked, but it just seemed this was the time. Obviously, everyone seemed so thrilled to try and get me. So it was just awesome to feel wanted like that, even after an injury. So you know what? It made me feel good, and me and my family felt like it was the best decision.
So you had a number of other potential options in free agency?
Yeah, we were talking about obviously, and everyone was just concerned about the knee, which is pretty standard. And you know, but after seeing, I was hoping to go see the doctors and everything. I trusted my knee, I trusted my leg, so I wasn't worried about that. And I think that gave them a little more want after seeing my leg or getting the go ahead from their doctor.
Okay. So what was, because we've talked to a lot of different signings for the Flames, and they've brought in a number of guys this offseason. And you know, I'm just curious what your experience was as an unrestricted free agent this offseason. Like, what was it any different than you were expecting? Was it any more nerve-wracking because we're in a really weird situation? What was the experience like for you?
Yeah, I would say because of the injury, I think the agency was different. You know, I didn't know what to expect coming off the injury, but after hearing a couple phone calls from different teams, it was kind of got me a little excited, and then it slowed down a bit once it kept going a bit, a couple days in, and get a little worried. But, you know, Calgary was always talking to us, I kind of felt confident in that, and we just kind of had to go see the doctor. And once he gave that go ahead, it was kind of smooth sailing from there.
What? How do you feel about following a bunch of your Canucks teammates from the last couple of years to Calgary? You're not the only former Canuck, now a member of the Flames.
Yeah, you know, they had a little influence in that too. Obviously, Tammy's been messaging me for some. We're really close, Mark. A hold of me. And then obviously training with Monty and Gio in the summers back in Toronto. But they got in touch, and it was a pretty easy move knowing that I had a couple guys I know, and from what they said, the group is like, they want to win, and that's a lot.
So, Josh, what do you know about the Calgary Flames? I mean, you've got, you know Monahan, you know Giordano, you've played against them in Vancouver, you got a number of Canucks teammates on this team now as well. But just overall, what do you know about the team and kind of the group that you're joining?
I mean, from playing them the last 2 years, you know, they're a pretty hard-working, skilled team. Obviously, got the two lines up front that can put up lots of numbers. But you see the third and fourth line is doing a lot of work and getting points too. So, you know what? I think it's an all around lineup that is built for a good little playoff run. So, you know what? We got to come in day one, ready to win. And, you know, I'm excited for that opportunity to be able to play with these guys.
We're chatting with Josh Levo, the newest member of the Calgary Flames. He signs with the team on Saturday on a one-year contract. For those who aren't as familiar with you, Josh, how would you describe yourself as a player? How would you, if someone to ask you, what would you say your best attributes are?
Well, I like to work down low in the corners in the offensive zone. I like to pride myself on a two-way game, 200 feet, full ice, make sure we're out of our D zone before we think about offense. I think I got a great shot that can beat any goaltender in this league, and a great hockey sense.
The offensive side of things, as soon as you were signed, a lot of people had started writing about don't sleep on Josh's offense. I know that the points have never come in a huge way to this point in the NHL, but how much more do you think you have to show offensively in this league, Josh?
Yeah, I mean, playing in Toronto, never got to play a lot, and then Vancouver gave me the opportunity to shine a bit, and then unfortunately with the knee injury, going into that and feeling really good. So, you know what? I'm so excited to get back into playing some hockey here, and I think it's just only gonna to motivate me and make me even better than where I left off. So, I'm hoping to help do anything to help this team win. And you know what? If points come along with that, I'm even happier.
What about the defensive game? You've spent some time in some pretty big defensive roles. You've spent some time going up against top players on the other team. Just tell us about that role and how much you enjoy that side of it.
Yeah, I mean, I think every guy wants to play against the best players. I think sometimes you up your level of play, you get the chance to do that. So, you know what, I love doing that. I like to get pissed off when I know I'm playing against those guys because, you know what, they're bringing their best game. So I think I just like the push when you know you got a big matchup and, you know, to get excited for that.
Toronto first, then Vancouver, and now Calgary. Only in Canadian markets. You've never even played in an American market in the AHL. What's it with you and only playing in this country?
You know, I'm in Richmond Hill, and Canadian kid through and through. I love the Canadian markets. The fans are amazing. It's the Canadian sport, and you know what? I wouldn't be happier playing in any other market right now than Calgary. The team looks great, and you know what? Everyone's feeling good. I think there's going to be a buzz around the city, and hopefully we can do something special.
Final thought, what does the rest of your offseason look like before training camp? We don't know exactly when that's going to be, but between now and whenever that is, what does the rest of the offseason look like for you?
Well, I'm actually coming in here tonight to sort of meet everyone a little bit.
Oh, nice.
Get training, get my feet wet, stay with the guys. I also got to find a place to live for the family and I, but we're actually going to try and get out there pretty quick, hopefully in the next couple of weeks and get established and just get used to everything out there. And I just had another child, so two boys, and we just want to be all set and ready to go when the season starts.
Very good stuff. Well, be safe. Fly safe out here. It'll be good to have you in Calgary, and hopefully everything goes well with the transition, Josh. Really appreciate the time this afternoon. Thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, guys.